Hey y'all, welcome to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. This is not a conversation about romantic relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right, but trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child. And let's chat. While you're at it, go ahead and add us to your playlist. Today, we are finishing our talk on budgeting. So, how did it go? Was it easy tracking your spending? What challenges did you have? Did you come up with some kind of tracking system for yourself, like a spreadsheet or an app? Well, if you need some suggestions, just leave some comments and I'll share the apps that I use. Now, you ready for step four? This one is going to be a breeze, but it is what we've been working up to so far, and that is creating your budget. Now that you have a clear picture of your income, your expenses, and spending habits, at least for this past week, here is the moment of truth. Dun, da, da, da. It's time to actually create the budget and get one that works for you. Starting by allocating money towards your fixed expenses. Hold on, neighbor. Wait a minute. Okay, so let's not get too deep into this where we're talking about allocating and all of that stuff and getting confused. So when I say allocating, that means just putting aside money that goes towards different things. And we've already talked about the fixed expenses, which are those bills that come every month, like your water bill, light bill, mortgage, car note, insurance, things of that nature. Things that come on a monthly basis are your fixed expenses. And we also said, don't forget those credit cards or those student loans, neighbor. So once you have all of the monies that is required to pay those bills assigned, then we move to the savings and try to pay down some of the debt. Now, if you have a planner, neighbor, you know how I feel about planners. They are just the best way to manage your business. But we'll talk about planners one day. But let's just get back into this. So since these are monthly costs, our monthly expenses, you can write them down as they come along in your planner. Say, for instance, your mortgage is due by the third of the month. So I always give myself a 2-day cushion. So I just put it the first of the month, it's due. And if I'm feeling really, really good, or if I'm ahead of the game, I'll go ahead and put it due at the 28th of the month before. So that by the time the first comes in, the mortgage is already paid. You can do the same thing with your rent. But when you have these bills allocated to a certain day, you also get an opportunity to see which paychecks the bills can be paid with, right? So if you get paid weekly, you know, the light bill comes on the first of the month and the mortgage or the rent comes on the first of the month. So you know that that first paycheck of the month has to go to paying those bills, right? And then, or if you get paid bi-weekly, then you know that you need to go ahead and plan to pay for mortgage the last 2 weeks of the month before, so that we're staying on time with our payments. If that's a lot to keep up with, neighbor, that's why we have the planner. But if you don't like the planner, then you can also take the option of using AutoPay. Listen, I know how some of my neighbors are about AutoPay. They're like, oh no, I don't need anybody going into my bank account, taking money out whenever they feel like it. But it's not whenever they feel like it, neighbor. You can schedule auto pays through your bank. You can go into your bank account mobile app and you can schedule a payment. And then that way, if you ever feel the need to stop it, You don't have to get on the phone and call and wait and hold and try to get to a person to stop the charges and all this stuff. You can just go into your own bank account and stop the payments. So it's one of my favorite things to do is to set up most of those bills, especially the ones that are used to establish credit. I definitely put those on auto pay, like credit cards. I put those on auto pay so that it keeps my credit good. Because if you're paying the payments on time, then it helps to build your credit. And another thing that you might not know, neighbor, is that if you're paying your light bill and your water bill on time, you can reach out to customer service of those providers and ask them for a letter of credit. That letter of credit can be mailed to the credit bureau to increase your credit. You know, that's if you don't want to do the connections, right? Because I think they have a plan now where you can have your bank account connected to your credit report, and every time you make a payment on time, it does something to increase your credit. Now, if you don't want auto pay, I'm sure that is not an option that you're too crazy about either. After you've filled in the calendar with all of the bills, another thing about using a calendar or a planner to schedule your bills is you can also see if you have too many bills coming out at the same point in the month. If all of your bills are due the first week of the month, that could be a cause of financial hardships. If you see that, what you can do, most companies allow you to plan your own payment date. And if that's the case, the companies that will allow you to schedule your own payment dates, you can look at your bills, see which weeks would be better to pay which bills, and you can move them accordingly. So as opposed to having four bills due the first of the month, you can schedule to have one bill due on the first of the month, which is my preference. I always only have my mortgage due on the first of the month, if I can help it. If none of the other bills that come in have the flexibility, then I'll just have to go with it. But 9 times out of 10, I've found that I can just have my mortgage to be the first bill to come out for the first week with no other bills. Then the second week, I have, you know, 2 or 3 bills, and then the third week, so forth, so on. It gives you an opportunity to really manage how your money is being spent. With that, it gives you an opportunity to see where you can possibly create a savings if you don't have one, or increase the savings if you do. See, neighbor, I told you we was gonna get you all the way together. Okay, now that you have all the bills in the planner, or you have the bills scheduled out and you've looked at it according to your paydays or whenever you get your income in the most, it's time to employ the information that we got last week from Brandon Robinson when he spoke to us about the 70-10-20 rule. 70% of your income should cover your fixed expenses. 10% should go towards proper protection, and 20% should go towards your retirement. Now, of course, he said 10 times your income to go towards a savings and 20 times your income to go towards retirement, but we have to build that some way, right? We have to build that somehow. And the way to build that is by putting small amounts aside as you go along with that ultimate goal of 10 times your income, 20 times your income for retirement. If you need help figuring out what that retirement amount should be, as he said, there is a calculator where you can calculate your income. And if you guys click the link in the description, it will lead you to that calculator so that you can calculate what your retirement income should be. It'll also give you an opportunity to reach out to Brandon Robinson if you need more information. We're covering a lot of stuff here, neighbors. See, this was not as painful as you thought it was going to be. Once you have your fixed expenses laid out and your savings set aside, now it's time to look at what's left over. And this is what you use for miscellaneous expenses or your personal expenses, like going to get your nails done or your hair done, going out with friends. But make sure that you're not overspending. If you find that you don't have enough money after you've paid everything and you have put aside your savings, this would be a good opportunity for you to think about possibly some investments, investing in some things, maybe some stocks, some bonds, some sort of other side financial pursuits to gain residual income. That's just a suggestion. You know what they call them, neighbor, side hustles. Maybe this is the time you need to think about getting you a little side hustle to help cover the expenses, like your rent or your bills. But if you did notice that you weren't able to cover everything for your rent and your bills, then again, here is the perfect opportunity to use what you know about your income and your expenses to better your life. So now that you know you don't have enough, you can get a side hustle. Or if you realize, hey, I could have more so that I could add to savings, then you might need a side hustle. And so now that we have all of the money set aside for every possible thing, now if still you have more money left over, come on, neighbor, I know some of y'all are ballers out there, then that's when you start to look at your credit card debt or any other loan debt or anything like that, and you apply $100 extra to the bill. And this was something that Brandon spoke to us about when he was here, about paying $100 towards your credit card debt or your loans will make a huge difference in the long run. In the description, there is a link to a book that I use to help me get my credit together. So be sure to check the description of this podcast. Maybe you guys have never read the intro to the podcast or the description of the podcast, but that is where you will find the link to the retirement calculator and also to this book that I use to help me get my credit straight. Okay, so we're rounding third, neighbor. We're wrapping it up. I hope you guys have been enjoying this. I know talking about money is not the most exciting conversation to have, but in this society where it costs money to breathe, child, you definitely don't want to take for granted that you have all the bases covered when you haven't sat down to ensure that you have all the bases covered. You know what I always say, it's better to come from a place of knowledge. We're on the final step. Step number 5, review, 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 review. I cannot say this enough. You know life be lifin', and so no budget is set in stone. Maybe this month, or maybe it's a seasonal thing. You know Christmas is coming around the corner, or Thanksgiving is coming around the corner, or someone's birthday or anniversary. You know these things come up and you may spend a little bit more, or you may spend outside of your budget to cover things like that. And if that's the case, then you need to make sure that you are preparing for that exuberant spending. So if your birthday is in May, then you are a wonderful person. If your birthday is at the end of May, hey twin, you know how we do. Anyway, so if you know your birthday is coming up and you want to go on a vacation, or you want to have a night on the town, you want to buy yourself a new dress, whatever that may be, then in the budget, you should be preparing for that expense so that it doesn't cut into your regular payments of your fixed expenses and it doesn't interfere with your savings. You got that, neighbor? Okay, so it is super, super duper, ooper, smooper important for you to do a regular review of your budget, which means that you need to always track your expenses, track your income. It's always important to track those things. That's why I suggested that possibly you get an app. There's several apps, like I said, that will track the expenses. It may take a little while to set them all up so that when they come through, all of your expenses go in the categories they're supposed to go in. But it's worth it in the end. I always tell people things that are tedious most oftentimes are necessary, and you only have to do them once. Like, you'll only have to set up the categories for your expenses once. And then after that, you don't have to worry about it. It comes in and then you can look at your expenses like a report. I don't know if you guys have on your bank accounts where you can actually set up categories for your bills or for the payments that come out of your account. But it would be worth looking into. After you've made the budget, you've been following it, you review it, and you've tweaked it, you know that you're going in a good direction, try to minimize cost in areas where you can. Now, like I said, we all know that we would love to call our mortgage company or our landlord and say, hey, I want to pay less on this rent. When you figure out how to make that work, neighbor, let your girl know. But other than that, there are some fixed expenses that you can negotiate, like your insurance. Try to shop for new insurance rates every year, if not every 6 months. Just take a look or call your insurance provider and say, hey, listen, I've not had any accidents. I am a good driver. I would like to see a 5% decrease on my bill. Or you can sign up for those programs. You know, some of those programs where you just plug that thing in your car. Child, your neighbor can't do that, okay? Because your neighbor be having to get places. So we don't want to hurt ourselves by plugging any kind of tracking device on that instance. We just gonna go with that whole on-time payment and no accident. Yeah, that's what we're going to go with. So anyway, you could call your insurance company and try to get a break on your rates that way. And also, neighbor, I know you have a reputation to protect, but baby, eggs is $5 a quarton. Okay. And so if that is the case, I don't know about you, but I shop at a grocery store that periodically sends out coupons based on what I've been frequently purchasing, you know, because I have the rewards card. And don't miss out on that, neighbor. If you shop at a place that have a reward card, go ahead, take those 2 seconds and fill out that information so that you can get all the coupons and take advantage of all the savings that they have to offer. Right? A penny saved is a penny earned. Creating a budget can be a real transformative experience. It empowers you to take control of your finances. It helps you to make good decisions about purchases, and it can help you work towards your goals. It might require some discipline and some adjustments, but in the long run, I'm telling you, neighbor, it's going to be worth it. That's all I have for you this week. Man, I'm so glad you guys are taking this journey on financial planning. It is so pivotal to have your finances in order. It relieves so much stress. And I know it may seem like a lot, neighbor, but if you really want to think about it, managing your business is a full-time job. I always tell my mom, you know, people stay up late trying to figure out ways to steal my money. I mean, I know you guys may have had it where you woke up for some reason, you needed to look online for your bank, and you notice some charge that's on there that you don't remember. And then it's some shyster that's figured out some kind of way to infiltrate your bank account. If you're not watching, people could be getting away with your money right now. I remember one year I had started with this very small bank because I was just tired of the big banks. I said, I'm just going to go with a little small community bank and see, you know, what the treatment is like. And I noticed, I was going through my bank statement and I noticed that this $117 and something odd cent had been taken out. And I was like, I couldn't remember it. And I said, okay, I'm checking that later. But I never did. So the next month came and I saw it again. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. What is this? There was 2 weeks that the amount had come out. I'm like, what is this? What is this $117? And I called up to the bank. They said that I had taken the money out, that I had come to the bank and I had signed a desk check to get the money out of the bank. And I said, oh, no, baby, I'm going to need to see them receipts. Because if I took money out at the counter, then you should have something with my signature on it. And you have a signature card in the back that shows you what my signature looks like. So I need to see the receipts on that or else run me back my bread. Okay, so neighbors, you have to be sure that you are setting these budgets and that you are taking the time to manage your finances. It is probably one of the most important aspects of your business to mind, right? Because it is the resource that gets you everything that makes your life so great. Hey, so why don't you tell a friend, bring a friend next time? Because you know the neighborhood is better when you're in it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Yo Nosy Neighbor. If you want to support the podcast, hey, check out the link in the description to purchase some merchandise. Merchandise has been coming out this entire season for every episode. I think we have earrings, we have mugs, we have t-shirts also. So please support the podcast, buy some merch, show off your nosy neighbor. If you love the show, leave some comments so I can continue to bring you this content. You know I love you more.